So this is a book, capital U prime, beginning April 3rd, 2007, and ending April 22nd, 2008. It begins by continuing the work to get the GFP fusion gene with albumin on page one, Tuesday, April 3rd. And continues then for several pages in making that construct. Typical Thursday, April 12th, page 9, screening bacteriophages for the albumin sequences, needed to get albumin sequences. I've received a bacterial artificial chromosome and cDNA for albumin, and from not very clear where from. Yes, here, from Research Genetics, so that I could get the necessary pieces more easily than having to do it by going with the genomic DNA. Albumin bacterial artificial chromosomes, BACs, Wednesday, April 25th, page 19. Electrophoresing them to get colonies with Masao Taka, with Masao Kakoki's help. Ever repetitive review of the next steps, Wednesday, April 25th, page 21, with four steps in working towards the product. Having to revise the strategy, Saturday, May 12th, page 30, about page 35, yeah, page 35, revised strategy for step one, running into problems, and then here is the revised strategy going on. Some final steps, Wednesday, June 6th, page 39. Coming close to the end of the construct on Thursday, June 14th, page 43, with albumin GFP.SEQ, the sequence now of that construct. Of the actual material. I might revise that thought there. Probably albumin GFP.SEQ is a computer construct of the of what this material should be like, rather than yet the actual the strategy of modelling it in the computer so that one could see what it ought to look like more easily. So nonetheless, there is a U prime 41 colony 34 is a U albumin GFP, and so the one is the actual construct plasmid, and the other is the sequence in the computer, which are obviously going to have to be compared. cDNAs, for Albemin, Thursday, June 14th, page 45. Plasmid for Masao and Sci-Fi of Albemin for me. One from Jenna Termoulin, Northwestern University, the CDNA from Masao, and from Byron, Sci-Fi, Mouse Albumin, a conjugate from Byron. Now, on Friday, June 15th, page 47, thinking about albumin-driven CFP, not GFP this time, to secrete CFP into the plasma using the albumin gene. So in other words, CFP that would cyan fluorescent protein that would show where albumin was being expressed. Page 49, Tuesday, June 19th, U prime 41, colony 34 is now being sequenced and compared with the albumin GFP sequence. With the results on the left page. And all checks are complete. Page 49, bulk minutes processed, back up into 400 microliters as U prime 49, number 34 colony bulk, and to Randy for zapping after cutting with KPN to linearize. So the experiment is now underway. But with the albumin GFP, and their work on the albumin secreted CFP is being continued on page 51, Wednesday, June 27th, by constructing the plasmid in the computer first, and then setting out four steps that were needed to get there. Computer assembled can be made from OS Duke Dell down minus with the following steps. First of all, using the computer to help work out the steps needed to make the product. Large bunch of PCR tests on Saturday, July 21st, page 73, and tests of the PCR of the positive control of albumin GFP and of secreted CFP, various tests being done then. However many times I've seen this heading on the page, Thursday, July 25th, page 77, final assembly. The gel was damaged, repeat, etc. evidently a bit worrying about the nano gold experiments. Friday, July 27, page 79, reconsideration of the 2007 experiments with uncharged 1.4 nanometer nanogold, but then two blank pages. Interestingly, it didn't finish the thought. Looking at the whether the albumin GFP injections into ES cells had worked on Tuesday, July 31st, page 83, albumin GFP, first trials. 8 out of 96 appeared to be positive in the ES cells. So they, Randy and Sylvia Hiller, were doing this work, and they will proceed with blastocyst injections. I got back comments from my R21 grant on trying to do studying renal processing of albumin. It received a non-fundable score of 253. The major concern was that we might not be able to count nanoparticles in the basement membrane because of fixation problems. And some thoughts on how to get over these criticisms, and some images of their different sized particles. No, it's not clear what these are, they're just on the left hand page. It's an extension of the, so the left hand page, page 86, is an extension of the third thought on page 87. A possible preliminary experiment is to use Superdex 200 or Sepharose CL4B to see if we could fix the particles and see them. It turned out to be a non-problem. But I continued with these tests Thursday, August 16th, page 91, more gel versus bead tests and images of trying to fix the beads. Looking at a Psi-5 albumin. With a comment on page 890, that the conclusion that until the beads can be washed free of adsorbed Psi-5 albumin, this fixation test is not doable. So looking at how to get rid of non-specific absorption on the following pages, and how to fix three or four pages of this sort. And Sepharose bead purification on Saturday, August 25th, page 99. So as to get rid of anything that was diffusible. And looking at fixation with glutaraldehyde, page 103. Hmm. with August 30th, Thursday, page 107, and the opposite page, page 106, has an image of a vapor fixed gold experiment, July 5th, 2007, where one can certainly see the presence of something that looks like particles, but rather crude. So back to the effect of aspirin on page 109, Thursday, September 20th, beginning of rather, well, perhaps a continuation of a large number of experiments with aspirin and salicylic acid. Current tests show that a low salt for more than 10 days plus aspirin at 100 milligrams per kilogram intraperitoneally leads to good albuminuria but causes tubular damage due to ischemia. And thought that one might get rid of that with Tempol. So a fairly long gap between October 8th and November 16th, much time in preparing lectures, etc., and in revising the R21 kidney grant, and resubmitted the kidney grant Friday, November 16th. The chief changes is the inclusion. This chief change is the inclusion of preliminary data showing our ability to detect the nanogold particles with primary amino groups in the kidney after the injection. So getting over their primary difficulty. I am no doubt that later on I'll say the outcome of that, but the outcome of it in the end of the resubmission is that although they now accepted the experiment, they didn't like the hypothesis, so it never got funded. December 18th, 2009.
Hi everyone, there's donuts in the break room. Please help yourself and happy holidays.
So on page 119, Tuesday, December 18th, there is a gap from November 16th to December 18th, back from the Stockholm adventure, exclamation mark. In other words, going to receive the Nobel Prize. And Mike had injected a mixture of Cy5 albumin and nanogold albumin via the mesenteric artery and collected the kidneys at 10 seconds to 30 seconds and 60 seconds without fixation, and images are there. And then fixation of, so those are the fluorescent images, and then the electron microscope images were done with fixation by microwave and other things, that beginning to see that one could detect particles in the plasma. Some more considerations of what's happening in the early time when injecting fluorescent molecule. Wednesday, December 19th, page 121. Early time points, 10 seconds and 30 seconds. The brush border does not appear particulate. In other words, the intracellular vesicles are not fluorescent, but by 60 seconds, the Bowman's capsule fluorescent is in places particulate, and the proximal tubules show approximately usual vesicles. So a change from being in the brush border to being in the vesicles is clear. I was very much enjoyed hearing in the Nobel excursion Gerhard Erdl's Nobel chemistry lecture showing two-dimensional crystals of atoms. And I'm talking about this on Sunday, December 23rd, 1:23, and the possibility that we might be seeing something rather like that in the electron microscope. With thoughts of how microvilli might work there, which I think probably I would still think is a reasonable view as to what is happening. The bottom of page 123, Sunday, December 23rd. But thinking of them in terms of Erdl's work. Thinking about albumin or proteins getting into the lymphatics, had some difficulties in reconciling the thoughts, because on further thought and reading about renal lymphatics, it seems unlikely that the peritubular fluorescence seen in the less than or equal to 60 seconds images can be due to albumin in the lymphatics. Worrying about what happens downstream. Still not understanding that too well. So, reminding myself of the circulation of that part of the kidney, the vascular bed, on page 129, images from the literature. Images with amino nanogold on page 130, some images being obtained. Not particularly beautiful, but have to begin somewhere. Thinking about the transfer of proteins from the urine side to the back into the animal, possibly the protein absorbed by the tubular cells exits on the peritubular side within the peritubular basement membrane, and then migrates distally from the glomerulus, etc., etc. So worrying about what happens to the protein that gets out of the, gets past the glomerulus. Page 131, Saturday, December 29th. There's a digression, I'm back into Stella and switching. Make a simulation so that going to the right causes switch when decreasing the stimulus, etc., etc. They're just working on the model again of switching. With an obvious overnight thought on page 138. Still working at the secreted CFP construct, page 145, Wednesday, March 12th, and on the following day, Thursday, March 13th, of the albumin GFP being looked at. Attempting to get the ratio of concentration of material in the basement membrane versus the concentration in the plasma on page 151, Friday, March 14. Mac Altenberg has attempted to obtain images that allow the ratio to be measured in the GBM versus plasma for three co-injected proteins, the three proteins being parvalbumin, ovalbumin, and albumin. And this type of experiment is still valid and is being revised for publication. One interesting finding in this general way was when using three different proteins or three different labels, it appeared in looking at the images that there were, as on page 152 shows, three different coloured vesicles. Vesicles that had psi 3, vesicles that had psi 5, and vesicles that had both psi 3 and psi 5 looked like three different things. But it turned out that the problem really is in the plane of the confocal microscope, that the focusing is different for the level, the Z plane, the Z stack plane is slightly different for psi 3 and psi 5, and that in fact if you correct for this there is no difference, all three proteins can be in the same place, which is quite a nice conclusion. The Tuesday, March 18, displaced vertical images is confirmed The Z-Stack 7 matches with 9, or ZPAM 7 matches with 22 versus 9 with 20. A little bit unclear, but the in the writing, but the answer was that there is that there are not three types of vesicles. And the book ends on page, not labeled, but it would be page 163, Wednesday, April 23rd, revisiting the data used for the Oxton plot in my 2003 paper. It looks as if the fit of the data with a sieving coefficient, glomerular sieving coefficient, Molitoris' glomerular sieving coefficient of 0.034 looks closer to what Mike is observing. In other words, really the fit to that series of experiments is not very sensitive to what one thinks that the ratio should be. So that's thinking about fitting experimental data to different levels of plasma to basement membrane to plasma concentrations. That ends the book U prime.